Yes, great. So we're talking about the Holy Spirit and mission very quickly. So I wonder if you could just turn to the person next to you. And in a couple of minutes, if you're exploring faith, then you know, tell them what's happening for you as you're exploring faith in Jesus. If you've already found that connection with God for yourself, then just in a minute or two, tell that person next to you, if you could, how that happened for you. Putting you on the spot. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, off you go. So you're exploring faith, you know, how you've come to be here, what's happening, and if you've already found that faith, how did it happen for you? Fantastic. I'm going to butt in. Sorry to if I've cut you short. Okay, the Holy Spirit and mission. I don't know what your story's like. Some of your stories I might know, I've heard, some of them I won't have done, but one of the things I've realized as I think about my journey, my story of how I discovered faith, how I discovered God's love for myself, I became a Christian when I was 20, before that I was an atheist, when I look back, I see these moments that are unexplainable without God. Moments where he draws close, moments where I experienced his presence, or moments when I was thinking things through and it seemed like just the jigsaw puzzle of working out who Jesus really is just came together in my head like a light bulb moment that was beyond me just thinking it through. God was at work. And that's the Holy Spirit at work. And we're going to think for a moment about something. We're going to actually do some Latin. Yeah. Latin phrase. Missio Dei. Missio Dei. That's not the Holy Spirit. That's just one of the kids. Yeah. Missio Dei. In Latin, missio means mission. Mission in Latin means sent. You are sent somewhere with a particular job to do. That's where we get the word mission from. Missio Dei means God. The mission or the sending of God. That's what that phrase means. Who can send God but God? So, the mission of God, God's rescue for people, the Father sends Jesus the Son on a rescue mission for us. He dies on the cross for us. He rises from the dead 3 days later. The rescue mission has begun. But he promises that when he goes to heaven, he will not leave us alone. This rescue mission is going to continue. And then the Father and the Son send the Holy Spirit. God comes on the same rescue mission. And that happened on the day of Pentecost. There's a clue in the name Pent. It's 50 days, like Pentagon, 50 days after Passover. Jesus died at Passover. For 40 days, he's with his disciples, appearing to them, and then he's ascending to heaven. So ballpark, 8 to 10 days later, this is what happens. God has been promising that the Old Testament norm of the Holy Spirit being for particular people at a particular time to do a particular job is going to change, and now he's going to be available, filling all believers. And this is what happens on the day of Pentecost. But there's something I want us to see that's more than just something for the people who were believers. Let's read the first bit of the story, because only the first four verses are really about what happens for the believers. It says this: when the day of Pentecost came, they're all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed like tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues or languages as the Spirit enabled them. first four verses about the believers. And then it shifts its focus. Now, there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, and a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are all these who are speaking Galileans?" Being a bit rude there, right? They're thinking, "How are these guys from Galilee?" In other words, they're saying, "Thick northerners," is what they're really saying. Sadly, sad but true, that's what they're saying. How are these thick northerners being able to speak in foreign languages? That is what they're saying. Not very nice. Then how is each of the of us hears them, hears our native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" And then the story goes on. Peter then stands up and explains to them what's going on. They've had an encounter with God. They are amazed, perplexed, bewildered. What does this mean? God is drawing close to them. So Peter stands up and explains. He explains about the death and resurrection of Jesus. He talks about the prophet Joel from their Old Testament and our Old Testament as well, and Psalm 16 he uses. He explains things in their own language for them to begin to put this jigsaw puzzle together and understand what's going on. He's explaining God's rescue plan. And when you think of your own story, perhaps there's something similar. When the Holy Spirit... It finishes then with people, over 3,000 people becoming Christians. We won't read that bit. But when the Holy Spirit is poured out, salvation happens. Just as the prophet Joel, who they quote, said would happen, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And when you think of your story, isn't it a bit like this? There are these moments when you look back that you were perplexed, amazed, wondering, what's this all about? I'm feeling something. I'm sensing something. I've had this encounter with God's love. Heart stuff. Then there are those moments as well, aren't there, where you're putting the pieces of the jigsaw together. Head stuff. And our journey to faith is a bit like that, isn't it? Your head and your heart walking together. There's times when you need a bit more head stuff. There's times when you need a bit more heart stuff as you journey towards discovering who Jesus really is. But all the time, the Holy Spirit is at work. So for those of us who have discovered the wonder of this friendship with God, here's a key for us as we think about God doing stuff here in West Leeds, wanting to go over to East Leeds, continuing to work in the city centre with young adults and with the students as well. Here is a key for us. The key for us to be part of God's mission is not to try and make something happen ourselves, but to join with the Holy Spirit in what he's already doing in people's lives. He does big stuff, like opening a school to us through a cookery club and is getting to know lots of people. But he also works with individuals and he draws close. And the key is to be on the lookout for what he's doing, expecting him to be at work and being on the lookout. So if you're wondering, thinking about the spiritual side of life, then my encouragement is expect, be on the lookout for God to draw close because he loves you. Be on the lookout for those coincidences, which aren't really coincidences at all, but God at work. For all of us, be on the lookout. be expectant for people having open hearts. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is drawing close to them and softening their hearts. Be on the lookout for people who want to know more. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is stirring their curiosity, their hunger. Be on the lookout for people pressing into friendship. It's the Holy Spirit stirring a hunger for community. Be on the lookout for what he's doing, where he's at work, and join with him. Join with him by chatting to people, telling them your story, just like you were telling the person sat next to you just now. Join with him by inviting them to come along on a Sunday and experience God's love and presence and experience community for themselves. And be ready to walk with them as they walk on this journey of discovery with the Holy Spirit drawing close and guiding them all the way. Why does the Holy Spirit do that? Because he loves people. He's on a rescue mission because he loves people. And the wonder is, the excitement is, that we can join with him in that rescue mission. I don't think it's a coincidence that we're here in Bramley today as we finish this series and think about this, as we start to think about where else do we go, what are the doorways that God is opening up, because he opened up a doorway here. There's lots more to see here, but there's more to see elsewhere as well as we follow the Holy Spirit. He's on a mission to rescue people because he loves them. And we can be part of that mission. That's the wonder. That's the privilege. We can be part of that mission, joining with him, joining with his love, joining as he draws close to people and helps them to see who Jesus really is, so they can have their lives transformed by him as well. Why don't we pray, and then we're going to finish this morning. Let's just pray, shall we? Father, thank you. Thank you that we're here. Thank you that we're here in Bramley. Thank you for what you're doing here in Bramley. I want to thank you, Lord, that, Lord, without embarrassing, I want to thank you we've got people here with us who live here in Bramley, who you have rescued, and we've seen you rescue them. And it's a joy and it's a privilege, and we are so grateful for them, for how you've rescued them, and for the small part that you've allowed us to play in that rescue mission. And Holy Spirit, we want to ask you, would you help us to expect to be on the lookout a bit more? Thank you that you're at work in people's lives. Thank you that you draw close. Thank you, it's because you love people. So would you help us, Lord, to see those little clues, those moments when you're drawing close to people, the soft hearts, the hungry hearts. And would you give us that joy and privilege of joining with you, getting alongside people and seeing you pour out your love and your rescue into another life and then another life. Thank you, Lord, that you are the God of rescue. Amen.